Okay, first off, welcome back to country music. We've missed you. Thank you. How's the road been? How's it like being back out on the road again?
It's good. It's 10 times easier than it's ever been. They spoil you to death. Technology has made everything a lot less trucks, but a lot more bang. So technology works great out here. And seeing the faces of the guys you traveled the world with 20 years ago, that's great. Seeing their babies, seeing that they're all healthy, and making sure they get home for high school graduations, anniversaries, and stuff, that's a cool gig to have.
Now, you say less trucks, but driving in, there's a lot of trucks out there.
A ton of trucks. We've been gaining them, too, as the tour has gone on, simply because of, things like merchandise and stuff like that. It's crazy, the different kind of merchandise now. A lot of things have changed. Used to, you could take a couple T-shirts and hats out, is it? But now there's some women's wear, there's all this stuff. And then there's the whole VIP thing, which is really sweet and cool. And so there's a lot of different layers now to touring that wasn't then. But what I love about it is same guys. That's my favorite thing.
Yeah. Okay. You've attended several spring trainings over the years with various ball clubs for charities. What is your actual favorite baseball team?
I'm a Bucks fan. I have been since I was a baby. Roberto Clemente was my guy.
Yeah.
And then it kind of turned me on to the entire city of Pittsburgh, the only city where all the professional teams are the same color.
Right.
And they don't have an NBA team, and there is no black and gold NBA team, so the window is there. I'd love to see them get one. But Roberto Clemente was my guy, and it's who I fell in love with.
Okay. Outside of your family and your career, what is something that you're really passionate about?
Man, that's tough, because outside the family career, I'm not sure. I love to eat. I can tell you that, man, and I'm an expert at it. I love to build stuff. I love to tear stuff down. Mm-hmm. So usually when we're on our time off at the farm, which I don't even know how you call this time off, but when we're on the farm, I'm usually the guy out there either tearing something down or building something, because I just like to see. I like to see when a day is over that something has happened.
Right. Okay. What's been the biggest wow moment of your career?
The biggest wow moment of my career? Anything that's got to do with my mom. She used to tour with us. Mm-hmm. So I can tell you 100 stories of how somehow that little 5'4" woman would steal the show, because she was on Capitol Records and she knew about entertaining. She'd make 2-second appearance on stage and steal the whole show. So I think that's it. The crown jewel for us is probably Central Park. But what happened 5 months earlier in Dublin, Ireland, might be the most religious experience I've ever got to be a part of.
Right.
Just because the music, there was something there that was happening that was just crazy. And we caught it on film, which I'm very proud, because now instead of just talking about it, you can actually see it.
Okay. Have you ever passed on recording a song that went on to be a hit for somebody else and you kind of regretted it? Or?
No, I had a song that we cut called Going Rounds with Jose Cuervo, that I'm trying to think, Tracy Byrd.
Yeah.
Great guy. He calls me up and he goes, "Hey, man, I hear you cut this." I said, "Yeah, but I hear you've got it on your album, but are you moving on?" He goes, "Oh, no, it's our next single." I said, "Oh, dude, then we're off of it." Never even put it on a record, and was so happy to see it do well for him, and jealous and envious and all that stuff, too. It's probably the only one, I think.
Have you ever played that live before?
No, never have. Never have, because that's his song. So that's the cool thing about Nashville. There is an honor system.
Yeah.
It's called the hold system, and you do not cross that line, because, you don't want anybody doing it to you.
Right. Okay, and lastly, some of the stuff we do with SouthFloridaCountryMusic.com is work with local artists, help promote them, help them find shows around here. What advice would you give to an aspiring artist trying to make it in the music business?
Well, the rules have changed a lot now since it was then. So I think the main thing is there's going to be everybody and their dog telling you you're the greatest thing on the planet and to stop. And there's everybody and their dog going to be telling you to stop because you're not any good. So listen to your heart. And the truth is, man, God's got a plan for you. So just keep chasing that dream, and it's going to lead you somewhere. You're either going to end up in management, it's going to end up, one of the greatest songs, ideas ever was Rascal Flatts, "The Broken Road That Led Me Straight to You." I can't tell you how many times what you think you're going to do leads you to what you're supposed to be doing. And it's cool, man. There's your plan, there's God's plan, and guess which one's going to show up.
Right. All right, that's all I got.
Thank you, man. I enjoyed it.
Thank you. Stop that.